dining customs in the USA. Americans, like many people elsewhere in the world, like to invite friends to their homes for an evening of food, drink, and conversation. Formal dinners in fine homes and hotels in the US are much the same as formal dinners anywhere in the world. But as most people in the US have no servants, their dinner parties at home tend to be informal. Guests may sit down at a table, or, as many new small homes have no separate dining room or very small dining space, guests can also serve themselves and eat in the living room, holding their plates or trays on their knees. A more enjoyable form of entertainment is the picnic. Americans are great picnickers, and almost every family has a picnic basket. Summer invitations are often for a picnic at a park or in the open countryside. Unless hamburgers or hot dogs are cooked over a fire, picnic food is usually cold.
The second and third readings. You should begin writing now.
Dining customs in the USA. Americans, like many people elsewhere in the world, like to invite friends to their homes for an evening of food, drink, and conversation. Americans, like many people elsewhere in the world, like to invite friends to their homes for an evening of food, drink, and conversation. Formal dinners in fine homes and hotels in the US are much the same as formal dinners anywhere in the world. Formal dinners in fine homes and hotels in the US are much the same as formal dinners anywhere in the world. But as most people in the US have no servants, their dinner parties at home tend to be informal. But as most people in the US have no servants, their dinner parties at home tend to be informal. Guests may sit down at a table, or, as many new small homes have no separate dining room or very small dining space, Guests can also serve themselves and eat in the living room. Holding their plates or trays on their knees. Guests may sit down at a table or, as many new small homes have no separate dining room or very small dining space, guests can also serve themselves and eat in the living room. Holding their plates or trays on their knees. A more enjoyable form of entertainment is the picnic. A more enjoyable form of entertainment is the picnic. Americans are great picnickers. And almost every family has a picnic basket. Americans are great picnickers. And almost every family has a picnic basket. Summer invitations are often for a picnic at a park or in the open countryside. Summer invitations are often for a picnic at a park or in the open countryside. Unless hamburgers or hot dogs are cooked over a fire, picnic food is usually cold. Unless hamburgers or hot dogs are cooked over a fire, Picnic food is usually cold.
The last reading. Now you have 2 minutes to check through your work.
Dining customs in the USA. Americans, like many people elsewhere in the world, like to invite friends to their homes for an evening of food, drink, and conversation. Formal dinners in fine homes and hotels in the US are much the same as formal dinners anywhere in the world. But as most people in the US have no servants, their dinner parties at home tend to be informal. Guests may sit down at a table, or, as many new small homes have no separate dining room or very small dining space, guests can also serve themselves and eat in the living room, holding their plates or trays on their knees. A more enjoyable form of entertainment is the picnic. Americans are great picnickers, and almost every family has a picnic basket. Summer invitations are often for a picnic at a park or in the open countryside. Unless hamburgers or hot dogs are cooked over a fire, picnic food is usually cold.
This is the end of the dictation.
Part 3. Listening Comprehension. In sections A, B, and C, you will hear everything once only. Listen carefully, and then answer the questions that follow. Mark the correct response for each question on your answer sheet. Section A. Statement. In this section, you will hear 9 statements. At the end of each statement, you will be given 10 seconds to answer each of the following 9 questions.
1. I don't think the policy you have provides protection against loss by fire.
2. Susan's dresses are anything but fashionable, though she has a substantial bank account.
3. The painter suggested the room shouldn't be painted until it dried up a little.
4. Lucy would rather do nothing better than play video games all night.
5. Andrew's car ran out of petrol just after he got to the garage.
Six. Appearances can be deceptive.
Seven. Thurber lost one eye in a childhood accident, but in spite of that, he had a very successful writing career.
Eight. He needn't have told me the time of the concert. I knew it already.
Nine. In the course of reading, we have to read between the lines. Section B. Conversation. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations between 2 speakers. At the end of each conversation, you will be given 10 seconds to answer each of the following 8 questions. 10. Would you have any objection to dining out tonight?
Okay, why not? 11. Do you think you could play our records another time, dear? I have got a slight headache.
Of course. I am so sorry. I didn't realize you could hear. 12. Congratulations. I know you got a new job. When do you start work?
You must be thinking of somebody else. I am still waiting to hear. 13. Why is it that recently, whenever I open my mailbox, I find letters addressed to you?
Oh, sorry about that. Well, I'm having the post office forward my mail to your place until I find a new apartment. 14. I think the accounting course is very useful, but it is very difficult. I'll never get through the reading list.
Don't worry. You'll find the time somehow. 15. Shouldn't someone pick out the clothes from the cleaners?
Don't look at me. 16. I think I'll stop by and get some new towels.
I'd hold off if I were you. There are some good sales next week. 17. Hello, Mr. Black. This is Elizabeth Brown. I am calling to confirm our 4 o'clock appointment this afternoon.
Oh, let me check. Wednesday, 2:30, staff meeting. Yes, Mrs. Brown. I think I can make it at that time.
6. News broadcast. Question 18 is based on the following news item. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the following question. Now listen to the news.
Doctors yesterday warned amorous British couples not to try for a millennium baby, as hospitals could be overloaded and they might even end up with a handicapped child. The warning was issued as surveys showed as many as 1 in 10 British couples are trying for a baby to be born on the magic stroke of midnight. Questions 19 and 20 are based on the following news item. At the end of the news item, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the following two questions. Now, listen to the news.
Planned peace talks between rebels and the Zairean government again have been postponed. Zaire's president, Mobutu Sese Seko, apparently requested the delay. South African Deputy Foreign Minister Azi Fahad announced late Saturday that the talks now are to begin Sunday. He says Mr. Mobutu has told organizers of the talks that he will meet with rebel leader Laurent Kabila. The talks are to take place on a South African Navy ship near the coast of Congo. President Mobutu has cancer and reportedly is weak. He has been waiting since Friday to meet with Mr. Kabila. The rebel leader did not arrive because of what he described as security concerns. The rebels have seized control of two-thirds of Zaire in less than 7 months. Questions 21, 22, and 23 are based on the following news item. At the end of the news item, you will be given 30 seconds to answer the following three questions. Now listen to the news.
The French judge investigating the death of Princess Diana has once again questioned the only person who survived the crash, bodyguard Trevor Rees-Jones. He arrived at the Palais in Paris about 2 hours ago, and has already finished answering the judge's questions. This is the fourth time he has traveled to Paris to speak with the judge conducting the inquiry. Rees-Jones suffered serious injuries in the crash last August, and only recently began talking about it. Questions 24 and 25 are based on the following news item. At the end of the news item, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the following two questions. Now listen to the news.
Russian Defense Minister Igor Rodionov travels to China Sunday to strengthen military and technological ties between the two countries. Mr. Rodionov says such cooperation strengthens the security of both countries. During his 6-day visit, Mr. Rodionov plans to hold talks with Chinese Defense Minister Shi Haotian. NATO's plan to expand into Central and Eastern Europe concerns Russia. Russian officials are seeking closer ties with India, Iran, and China to balance expanding NATO. This is the end of listening comprehension.